Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So I told you, Danny, I wanted to go through the different windows of games and pick our favorites for Sunday. There's a standalone morning game. I love them. You hate them. We're getting started at 9:30 with the legs bakey and football again from across the pond. And how about this? For the first time, I think, ever, the Vikings were sent over there for back-to-back games, so they just stayed. Now, Jacksonville has had this where they've stayed over there.
Because they like kind of are parked at.
They're like half. Way of a team that is London/Jacksonville on their business card. But for the Vikings, another team doing this now. They had two. They stayed. They're trying to get to 3-2 against the Browns, and I think they will because Dylan Gabriel's going to make his debut, the rookie they drafted in the mid-rounds. Dylan Gabriel starting against Brian Flores, one of the most exotic blitzing defensive coordinators in the NFL for the Vikings. This is game number 3 with Carson Wentz under center at quarterback.
This football match began, it opened as Minnesota 7-point favorites. It's down to 3.5. It has been steadily trending towards the Browns all week long, even with the announcement they're starting a rookie.
Doesn't make sense. I also like that Minnesota's just been over there longer.
I do too.
There's a travel advantage to that, I would think. I just think Flores against the rookie quarterback making his debut, not just a guy that's a first-year player, you know, 11 or 12 games in, someone who's literally never started and played more than a few snaps in the NFL coming in off the bench.
Playing in a foreign country.
It's just a different world.
It just feels like, did we learn our lesson last night where one team on paper is a lot better than the other in much better shape, and it should be one thing and it ends up not being, but I like Minnesota to roll in this one.
1 o'clock window, what's your favorite game?
There are a couple different possibilities here, but to me, it's Broncos-Eagles. I think Denver is the best 2-2 team we got. Like, they are really, really good. Hit their stride yet on offense. Defensively, I think they're excellent. I think that's coming, though, as they kind of start to get all the pieces to fit. And Dobbins has been good. Bo Nix had such a renaissance here last year. And I trust Sean Payton pretty immensely to get some offense rolling. They're traveling across the country, playing in Philadelphia. That is a 4.5-point spread. But I just like that matchup because Philly's been, again, they deserve credit for being 4-0. They've beaten three really good teams and a division rival. They've earned it. They're top everybody's power rankings for a really good reason. But it feels like they've been living dangerously. And somebody's going to jump up and beat them. And Denver at 2-2 can't afford to kind of lose any more ground. And they're pretty good. Might be the week it happens.
So there are 8 games in the 1 o'clock window. There is only one where you've got two teams with winning records playing. And that's my answer. I can't wait for Bucks Seahawks. And I'm actually really excited that Washington's on the road out west so that we can major in this game during that 1 o'clock window. Now, I have seen that Tampa Bay is going to be without 7 starters on both sides of the ball combined, apparently. But, as you said, we learned our lesson last night thinking that means you can't win. But I do like Seattle a lot. I like them, frankly, before some of the injury news for the Bucs. They're going to be without their starting tailback, who is a prolific player, Bucky Irvin as well. But in Seattle's case, they've won 3 in a row. They dominated the Saints. They hung on to beat Arizona. I thought they had a really good, strong plan against Pittsburgh, beat them by 2 touchdowns. Sam Darnold, for all of the flack he took at the end of last year, and he laid an egg in the final regular season game against Detroit, and then the playoff game against the Rams was even worse. I think he's proven some people wrong. Like, last year was not just a Kevin O'Connell, Justin Jefferson scheme creation. You're seeing him off schedule. You're seeing him avoid some pressures and create and extend and get the ball downfield. And they suddenly have a top 10 receiver in the game in Jackson Smith and Jigba as well.
He's fantastic.
Seattle's defense is going to finish top 10. If Darnold can play at the level he has through a quarter of the season, they're a playoff team.
I'm with you. One cleanup, it is in the 4 o'clock window of that game. Tampa, it's at Seattle. But still, it doesn't diminish it. It's a really good one. Tampa's interesting here. Coming off that loss to Philadelphia, as you mentioned it rightly, they're walking wounded. They're one of the few teams that's got plenty of injuries. Nobody feels sorry for you. Making the trip across country. There's something about them. There's a little moxie to them. Todd Bowles has always sort of looked over or passed over or never really appreciated, and that team is always competitive, always winning that dumb division down there. But I like their chance to keep this one close, but I'm on the Seattle team. I like them.
You're right. It's 4 o'clock games. This is the first week of byes, by the way. So the Falcons at 2-2 coming off the win over Washington. The Packers at 2-1-1 with back-to-back weeks where they didn't win. The Bears, who are 2-2, have a bye going into their Monday nighter with the Commanders. By the way, you don't see that very often.
I do not love it.
Bye week into a Monday night football game? Has anyone ever had a longer break than that?
That's the most you can get, I guess, right?
And then the Steelers at 3-1, the four teams not playing. So that means we've got the four games at 4 o'clock, including Washington and L.A. A Sunday night standalone game, Patriots and Bills. We talked about this yesterday. Buffalo's heavy favorites. They should win. But this is a chance for New England to solidify themselves as being the upstart team that people thought they could be under Mike Vrabel this year.
What a
statement
this
would be. They made the coaching change. He's trying to implement a culture. They would be if they could win, and I don't think they can, but if they do, they're 3-2 with a signature win, and that program looks like it's already being turned around with Drake May ascending and Vrabel getting his messaging across. My guess is you lose this and you're 2-3, but then they've got the Saints, the Titans, the Browns. They could win all three of those. Let's say they go 2-1. They'd still be positioned to be, right around 4-4, 8 games in. You're in the conversation in the AFC at that point.
And with the other teams in your division, just battling for who's worse at this point, you got a chance to stockpile some wins. This is a statement game. Let me write you the script for it. Buffalo has kind of played with its food a little bit because they're looking to January, rightfully so, right? They're a Super Bowl caliber team. They're excellent. Josh Allen's a Superman. Maybe they play with their food in this one, and it's somehow closer than it should be. We've seen a couple of those over the course of the year, and maybe they're within a score late, and they can kind of steal one. It's on the road, which makes me like Buffalo that much more, but this is a huge, huge statement. I guarantee you Vrabel and company have this one circled.
The last standalone Monday night game to end the week in the National Football League. Normally, these Monday night matchups early in the season, pretty good. This one probably was better now than it looked on paper, I would say.
That's right.
Because we didn't know what Jacksonville was going to be. But the 2-2 Chiefs, the 3-1 Jaguars, Liam Cohen, a first-year head coach, as the Jags believing, look out for that defense. They have three or more takeaways in all four games they've played in, first time in NFL history. Think about that.
Yeah.
Over a dozen takeaways for them. Washington's got one as an example. Two ends of the spectrum there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland.
Think
of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.